I have been looking and listening to some psalms and scriptures and all the things related to being hurt and ashamed. And I just thank God that I'm looking at one particular psalm. This is "Let those be turned back and brought to the vision who devised my hurt." And I really appreciate it. "Let those return back in the word of confusion. Let them be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them." And "because without cause they have hidden their net for me in a pit." Now, I really don't want that much evil to come to anyone, but if they are praying for those things to happen to me, they're sitting together and they're gathering together in collusion and clusters to devise my pain, I pray that the Lord will continue to watch over me. And I really want to say to you that the Lord himself says that vengeance is mine. So we shouldn't walk about trying to find a way to make people quote unquote reap what they sow. But I know that I have helped a lot of people by praying for them, and I've done some wonderful things for people. But a lot of times when I need help, I can't find anyone. We go into church together, as they say. We rejoice together. We walk into the church together. But my attackers gathered themselves against me, and I didn't know anything about it. And that is so often the truth. They would gather themselves together and talk about me and my situation. So the prayer is, "Lord, how long will you look on? Save and rescue me from the lions, and I will praise you amongst many people." That means the sanctuary. "Let them not rejoice with me who are wrongfully against me, who are my enemies, and don't allow them to wink with the eye who hate me without a cause." For they don't speak peace. That means they don't say anything good about you. They don't try to get any solution for you. And when they say, they open their mouths wide and say, "Aha," that means they see things that happen to you, but they try to perpetuate those things. And the prayer is, "Lord, don't keep silence. Stir yourself up and wake to my vindication, because you're my God and you're my Lord. Vindicate me according to your righteousness, and let not my enemies rejoice over me, and don't allow them to say in their hearts." We would have it that way. Let them not say they swallow me up. Allow them to be ashamed and brought to me to confusion who rejoice in my heart. That is what we want the Lord to do. But we also pray for them that they won't have the bad thoughts. And it also says, "Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continue that the Lord be magnified with pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And we'll sing of your righteousness and your praise all the day long." That means every day, all day. So we come to the point where we are praying for peace, and we're praying that the Lord will intervene, and the Lord will cover you with his blessing and his protection because of all the evil that is going on around you. And you really don't know why, but there are people who are like cheerleaders for evil, not praying blessing or prosperity or healing or peace. And they have separated themselves from you, and they have gathered together and gnashed at you with their teeth, or they're grinning together and saying these evil things. But we know that the Lord our God is with us, and he covers us with his wings, and he hides us in a secret place, and he watches over us. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening.